We're joined by WGN political analyst Paul Luznik. Paul, good morning. Let's talk about President Trump's controversial Gaza statement. Does it appear to you that the White House is starting to do some damage control on this now?
Good morning, Robert. The answer is yes. It started yesterday. That other staff began to talk about, he only meant that this takeover would be temporary and other kinds of pushback. And that's because the reaction truly globally has not been very good to it. There seems to be some pullback. It's interesting that some have said, well, this was kind of an off-the-cuff remark that he made and nobody knew it was coming. But if you watch closely, he's actually reading off a piece of paper, which I'm sure somebody else typed. So I'm willing to say that this was not a plan that he did just say off the cuff. I think it was something that had some kind of planning in it. Whether Netanyahu knew at the time, I don't know.
Yeah, insiders say that Netanyahu did not know, but he certainly sounded positive when he heard it, didn't he?
Well, look, this would be, if it did happen, this would be a wonderful thing for Israel, right? I mean, as far as taking that land and building this resort area and stuff. But again, you can't displace 2 million Palestinians to countries who aren't looking to take them. This is an ancestral home for Palestinians as well. This is why the notion of a two-state solution has been discussed for so long. This would put an end to that as a direction. So I don't see this happening, but again, you know, where the idea came from, it's unclear. Mm-hmm. But as you say, there's been pushback since.
Could the president even do this without Congress?
I don't see how, because first of all, we don't know. Are we buying? Is the plan to buy Gaza? Is it what is the plan? We don't really know anything. It's hard to imagine that this is something he could do without the permission of Congress. But that being said, Bob, there's a lot going on right now the president is doing, which has violated the law technically, going back to firing inspectors general, which has required notice to Congress or permission of Congress. He's now moving ahead and sort of a dismantling of the Department of Education. The executive branch does not have the power, the authority to dismantle and eliminate a department of the government. But until such time as the Republicans in the Senate and the House, because they control it, step up and put a block to it, things don't seem to be stopping. Even to the Gaza response, Speaker Mike Johnson has said, this is a really interesting idea. So until there's some kind of check from the legislative branch, the president just continues to take whatever steps he's looking to take.
Do you think the fact that the president has invited the King of Jordan to the White House in the next couple of weeks, and also there has been an arms sale to Egypt that he okayed, is part of this plan of the president's? What do you think his intentions are?
The intentions of Trump, well, I think the Jordan meeting was already in the plan. Trump has a strong, positive feelings affinity for the areas of the Middle East. So you're going to see Saudi Arabia. Remember, in his first term, Saudi Arabia is the first place he went mm-hmm. as a foreign trip, which was sort of unheard of as a president. So all these folks are coming. Again, he made some indication that Jordan has said they would take Palestinians and whatever. There's been no indication that that's the case. So, we have to go with what the president has said, but it doesn't look like the surrounding facts bear out his truth. Some of the things he suggested would happen, such as the reaction of surrounding countries, that we haven't seen that spelled out from those countries.
Doesn't all this really unite the Middle East against the West?
Well, that's the question. In Congress, there is a Gaza work group that's put together by Congressman Brad Schneider and others, which is working to find the solution. This step does raise questions as to, especially we've seen a lot of interviews of Palestinians and such. It's not been a good reaction to the intentions of the United States. I have a feeling this is just going to modify and shift and maybe fade away a little bit over time. But for right now, it's just something that will continue to be addressed, and until such time as there's any kind of positive reaction from anywhere in the Middle East, I just think it just kind of sits there for a while. Again, some are saying in defending Trump and doing this, hey, look, he's a negotiator. This is just the first bid out there. He's just putting it out there. But Trump, I don't know. I think Trump doesn't tend to do that. I think he said it. He probably meant it, but it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, your money, if you're going to Vegas, should be, we're not going to own Gaza.
And one more thing before I let you go, Paul. I know you've talked about how nothing seems to stick to President Trump, but is this risky Politically, we heard yesterday that the chairman of a group formerly known as Arab Americans for Trump is now changing the name of the group to Arab Americans for Peace. And that was a group that played a big role in his voter outreach to that community during the election. He won Michigan by a huge margin, getting that large Arab American vote. And now in Michigan, they're slamming Donald Trump's Gaza plans. What do you think?
Well, they did change their name, but they also issued a statement which said, well, we do know the president is interested in peace, and we think that's great. So it seems that anybody in his corner continues to find a way to either defend what he's done or acknowledge or, you know, show appreciation. You know, remember that he won Venezuelan vote in Florida by 98%, and now the protections for Venezuelans who are in the country for have been lifted. So a lot of them face being shipped out. The bottom line is, his base continues to support him. We haven't seen in any way anything he does trigger a concern from his base. They will find a way to back him up, and that's what he's concerned about. You're not going to find Democrats to support what he's doing, but thus far, the base continues to support him, including the group you just said. Yes, they changed their name. That shows they're angry, but their statement was not, we're angry you've gone against what you promised us. The statement was, well, we know you want peace. We just didn't want this plan. They continue to stay in his corner.
We will see what today brings. The president is speaking now at a national prayer breakfast. Stay close to your phone, Paul.
It's true. Not a dull moment, Robert. Not a dull moment.
Thanks for the time this morning.